The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. A lot to talk about. We'll get into Yusef Hyatt
in the next hour.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I have a lot more experience in pronunciations like this than you do.
Yeah, trying to get that part down, but definitely wanted to take a beat to reflect upon Jake Butt, who you're going to be seeing in the color commentator's chair during the season of various broadcasts. I know he'll be maybe I should pump the brakes. I don't know if all of where he's going to be doing color commentary has been announced yet, so I don't want to steal any thunder.
So we'll see him somewhere out there, and we'll be excited to see him, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and very, very excited to see him. And, you know, just another guy, man. You feel like you had a part in him, and them coming up and getting into this part of things. And, you know, just a lot of pride and excitement about what they're doing. But the other thing to really talk about is what he had to say about NIL. And
he would have killed it, Sam, in the NIL game.
He would have killed it in the NIL game.
Between Charmin and jersey sales alone, he would have killed it.
He would have. Yeah, just very, very, very natural. Some of the connections there for him in NIL. He would have had the production on the field. And that is what he really emphasized. Mm-hmm. And I think he's speaking from an informed perspective when it comes to Valiant. I mean, heavily involved in what Valiant's doing. You know, obviously Jared is this guy bringing him in on that. And so, the approach you have to ask what's going to win out. Now, this is not me asking if Michigan will ever cheat. That's not what I'm saying at all. I understand. There are the gray area is wide with NIL, as you well know, Ira. I mean, it's what was legal and was not, and then the shades of gray. The biggest, you know, the biggest space is the gray area. Clearly, we're not talking pay. Clearly, this is NIL is pay for play, right? That's what it is right now. Now, there are ways in which you can, I mean, there are blatant violations of that rule that some schools are committing, but the shade of gray has allowed for schools that otherwise weren't cheating before. Like they weren't doing the pay for play thing before, but because the gray area is so wide, now they're participating in what's not pay for play, but really it is. So what do I mean by that? You have benefactors, you have donors that are willing to put forth NIL dollars, right? And hey, you know, through your communication with this donor, they're going to have NIL deals for Jake Butt. But you aren't out there telling Jake Butt, hey, so-and-so, you come here, so-and-so is going to do this. I'm getting this deal for you with so-and-so. But you can talk about it in a way where, you know, if you come here, I'm feeling pretty confident. My gut tells me that so-and-so is going to have an NIL deal for you. And as soon as they sign on the dotted line, Miami, there's lo and behold, there's this NIL deal waiting for them as soon as they are committed, right? Technically, that's pay for play, but you've arranged it in a way where it's not a violation of NCAA rules. Crazy as that sounds, right? Now, Michigan is emphasizing its NIL. Make no mistake, Jair Hill, for instance, top 247 DB, laid it out. He said that's the thing that stuck out to me the most, and I like the way that Michigan is doing its NIL. So it's not like the NIL approach is falling on deaf ears with every recruit. There's some that's resonating with. I mean, it very, very clearly is the case that a lot of these programs are thriving in this environment because they are being more aggressive with it. Now, as you heard Jake say, no, we aren't doing the pay-for-play thing. The idea is you come here, you perform, and if you perform at a high level, you know, then the deals will come. You do your thing, your affiliation with Michigan, the platform, the connections that come with, then you will receive your NIL benefits as such. Whereas with other schools, you just, it's like, it's a signing on a dotted line. It's like a signing bonus with these other institutions, right? And they have figured out a way to live in the shade of gray. And so the question is, what is going to win out? I'm talking about in the space, not at Michigan, in the space. Is Michigan going to be, are they going to be a lone wolf in the forest with that approach? Or will we see more schools say, you know what? We are not going to be in the signing. I'm going to call it a signing bonus. We aren't going to be in the signing bonus business because the signing bonus business there's folly in that, huge folly in that, is going to lead to volatility from your roster. It's going to lead to entitlement. And because of that, we think the best way to approach this, this time in college athletics and, you know, recruiting is to, hey, make it performance-based. What's going to win out, Mr. Weintraub, or do you think the Wild Wild West is going to win out in some of these schools that we aren't accustomed to seeing recruit at the level they're recruiting at now, that we're going to see them do a, we're going to see kind of in our new arrangement in the order? I'm curious what you think.
The food for thought on this, Sam, as we go to the break, is it's right, signing bonus versus performance bonus, right? Which one is the better model? And I actually think that in most places that performance-based is the better model, not just in this, right? Just in a lot of places you should, but a lot of signing bonuses in sports, you earn the signing bonus because you already had the previous performance, right? Mm-hmm. That's performance and signing combined. This is just one. The question I have that would get me thinking a lot is I think that performance-based is the better way to go because you have to earn it, right? Mm-hmm. But for the schools, which is a lot of them that are going with the signing bonus method, if they realize 1, 2, 3, 4 years into this that that is not the way to build a team, because as you talk about the cohesion and, you know, guys, you know, who's making the decision, who's playing essentially, right, is based on that. Is it too late if you decide after 2 or 3 years and you realize, whoa, we're doing that model's the more effective model for what we to build a team for team cohesion? Isn't it too late to flip it? Because you already have guys on signing bonus model, and then you're going to have a gap. I don't know how you can flip it from one to the other. Once you go down that rabbit hole, unless the rules forbid it, of course, we know the SEC don't care about what rules forbid or not, but unless the rules forbid it, once you're down that rabbit hole, I don't think you can come back, even if the other way is better. I think most people in just society, you're going to give someone a bunch of money to come work for your company if they've never earned it, or you're going to give them a base salary and then give them a bunch of ways to earn a whole bunch more money based on performance. Now, if you were awesome at your previous job and you're not a fresh, you know, newcomer out of school or something like that, and you've performed in your field before, you're going to get that big signing bonus. You've earned it. But that's the analogy here. These kids haven't had that big performance unless you go with what Seth talks about, which is being a 5-star means you put in all that time and effort for 4 years, so you've earned it. But where have you earned it is the question. And
yeah.
It's an interesting question.
It is a very interesting question, and we got to get to a break. And you know, here's the thing: if there's how it should be, and there's how it is, and if everyone or the majority, if 90% of the teams are doing it that way, I mean, the rules can make you. I mean, those schools can come together and say, okay, this is not the way we want. This is not the way. This is not sustainable. We need some rules to come in place. Maybe you need this to happen for those schools to feel some pain, and then they'll be on board with maybe putting some rules in place. But that's going to take some time, and it's going to take some time with you losing recruits as a result. I mean, is how
do you... Yeah, but Sam, we've already learned that, say that A&M just flips on them and they start losing recruits and it's actually, it ruins them, their team chemistry, all that kind of stuff, and they realize they have to flip their style of model. They've already been told by their leadership in their conference to go sit in the corner and shut up. You don't have a say in any of this anyway. So I don't see anything coming, changing from the South if anybody in the South's upset about it.
Well, their commissioners actually, I'm referring to some teams in the North now because that's
I know, but are you going to have
enough? They're very aggressive.
But are you going to have enough? Are you going to have enough support? Or are people that are up North going to say, you're on your own because you went that way in the first place and you didn't listen to us in the first place? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We need to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor. Cumulus Station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.